Your Honor, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, opposing counsel, my name is Alex Jackson. I'm representing the state of Washington in this action. The evidence of this case will prove that members of DTL are guilty of bombing the JNF Food Laboratories in Shoreline, Washington, and conspiring to bomb at least a half dozen other JNF worksites across Washington state. May 24th, 2159 was a beautiful day in Shoreline, Washington. At least, that's how the day began. The grass was still moist from an evening shower, but the sun was out, not a cloud in the sky. Sarah Locke, just a few days shy of her third birthday, toddled into her mom's bedroom at around 5 a.m. Her mom, Samantha Locke, was still asleep. And being the curious child most toddlers are, little Sarah yanked the cord of the alarm clock, causing Samantha to wake up late. At 7:30 a.m., Samantha rushed out of the house with little Sarah in tow. She wasn't mad at the little girl for making her late. She even let her wear her Easter shoes, her favorite pair. No, Sam wasn't too worried. She was a good worker and rarely late. She arrived at JNF Science Labs in Shoreline at 8:15 a.m. She dropped little Sarah off at the daycare on the ground floor. Little Sarah's friends were waiting and happy to see her. Four-year-old Malcolm hugged her. Caitlin gushed about how pretty little Sarah's pink Easter shoes looked. And little Jennifer, another three-year-old, offered a slice of apple. All four of them waved goodbye to Sarah's mom. Samantha left and made her way to the fifth floor, where she would continue her work on research that could save humanity from starving due to the drought conditions. She had been doing this life-saving work for 5 years. Samantha was a giver. As she began her work, she was grateful to see her little Sarah playing in the daycare below. She could see everything through the large glass ceiling. But little did she know that she and Sarah would never embrace again.